Just let me start. Just to understand that, you know, we have a lot of work to do this off season, a lot, and it's difficult because our finish was very disappointing. We talked about that with the team this morning. Disappointing everybody involved, players, coaching staff, everybody within the organization. But I think the biggest lament for us is how disappointing it was for our fans. You know, to be 6-3 and to finish 7-9. That's hard to deal with. And there are a lot of circumstances involved, a lot of reasons why that happened. But it's stuff that we're going to have to dissect and study and look to learn very valuable lessons from. You know, the game at Cincinnati, I think was our high point, and then unfortunately from there, for a variety of reasons. We're not able to put together a very good end of November and all of December. But in just getting a brief amount of time to reflect, I thought we did a lot of positive things this year that we got. You know, I think we've instilled a culture change. I think we're well on our way to having that bought into by the vast majority of our players. You know, the play like a Brown mantra. I think we have a lot of guys that typify that, but we have to get everybody on board, and that's critical. As I told the team today, and I've said it to them in prior team meetings, and it's something that comes from Ray, and I truly believe it, having been in the league for as long as I have been, is that your raw talent will get you in the league, but it's your character that determines how long you stay, and I think it's important for our guys to realize that. But overall, the message to the team this morning, we looked back, we talked about the disappointing finish, we talked about the foundation we built, the lessons that we've learned, and the fact that we still feel we're headed in the right direction. We know we are. Then just looking ahead, just talking about relaxing, you know, giving their minds and their bodies a chance to heal up, to recharge, but understand how important this offseason is. That the lessons we learned this past year do us no good if we don't correct those mistakes. We don't make them again. And just knowing, planting the seed that in 2015 it's going to be a bigger challenge for us, just for the sheer fact of the schedule, the teams that we play. I know our strength of schedule will be much more difficult. So we know we have to be that much better moving into next year. So. Very encouraged by a lot of things, and discouraged by some others, but at the same time feel that we're headed in the right direction. Very excited about getting some time off. Very excited about looking back and evaluating what we've done. I'm very excited about moving forward, making changes, and accomplishing what we want to accomplish next year. A variety of ways. Tough love being one of them, and it's something that I've talked about it a number of times throughout the season. That I think the staff can only go so far in getting players to do it the right way. I think our veteran leaders have stepped in and understood that we have some talented guys that need to be kind of shepherded herded in the right direction. But I think it's you have to understand what motivates each player. And push those buttons to get them going. It's like I said, I told the team today that the guys that do it the right way, we're thankful for. And the guys that aren't, if they want to take it as a warning, we're gonna encourage them and get them, coach them hard to do it the right way. And if we exhaust all opportunities, all options, and can't, then they won't be here. We're gonna take our time here. We're gonna step away from the emotion of it all. Get some time off, come back. We'll have all the players written up and evaluated and in a much less emotional environment, evaluate the roster, talk about each position, what changes need to be made. If that's something that's something I'm sure at all positions will be discussed, at how do the players on our roster, given where they are now, should they be here or should they not be here? It's something we'll we'll certainly discuss. I know that's the use of just a, you know, different type of just the testing that you have now at the combine, and to me, a lot of that's, this is more stuff for Ray, but just the scouting process of getting into the schools and knowing who you can trust and who you can talk to and gathering as much information as you can as possible. And then it's also tough because then you have to decide, you know, what, how much of this can you write off to a guy just being, he's young, he's immature. I've seen a lot of guys come into the league that if you just evaluated on them on their rookie year, that you would have thought they would never made it. And these guys are playing 10, 11, 12 years. So it's an inexact science. That's why you see, you know, that you look at drafts, you know, you look at the hit rate on draft picks. It is very inexact because it's impossible to predict. But you know, we recognize that these guys have talent, but at the same time feel that it's on us as well to get them to meet us more than halfway and do it the right way. We're going to do what we can. It's difficult with the rules, but it's we can still have interaction with him from a non-football standpoint. Just the rules are very clear that he can't come in here. We can't watch. We can't have a structure for him. Hey, come in, watch film. So it's you know, with all of our guys, we have essentially, we formed an action plan with the staff as far as how we're going to handle the off season, and every one of them is tailor made to that individual player. Clearly, a disappointing way for him to end the year. But you know, at the same time, Josh right now is a Cleveland Brown, and you know, we want to take care of our own, but at the same time, we're going to hold our guys accountable. That I think everybody recognizes the talent that's there. But this isn't an individual sport. You have to be accountable to your coaching staff. You have to be accountable to your teammates, more importantly. And that's the thing that we have to get right with Josh. It's not the ability, but it's at some point, you know, it's, you get tired of using the word potential. So this is, you know, he's, this offseason for him puts him squarely in a crossroads with us. Yeah, and it's like a scale. At some point, it tips. Like I said, all this will be discussed. We're going to get out of the emotion of it, take off a week, and then get back together and have very lengthy meetings and discuss how personnel sees our players, how the coaches see our players, and look at what our needs are and where the roster stands, and make the best decision for the Browns moving forward. I don't concern myself with that too much. It's not about me. It's about the Cleveland Browns, and it reflects badly on the organization. That's what pains me, is that, like I said yesterday, that we had, you know, 40 plus guys out there busting their tails in a game that to a lot of people was meaningless, but it wasn't meaningless to us. And the fact that we were able to have a lead with 8 minutes or whatever it was left in the game, and guys playing their hearts out, guys, you know, basically in tears in a locker room after the game because they played so hard. That's what pains me, because we have so many guys here that are doing it the right way, but to have two or three or four or five guys that aren't doing it, that are drawing a ton of negative attention to this organization, that's what's disappointing. Still very much a question mark. We all know Brian's due to become a free agent. The sample size on Manziel was not very big, and on the surface, not very encouraging. Connor Shaw went out there and battled, and you know, here's a kid that, you know, got was peeing blood last night, took a shot in the kidney. I mean, took some major shots during the game and got up. It's just a credit to him. He wasn't coming out. So, you know, he showed some things yesterday. So I would say our quarterback picture is muddy at best, and obviously will be a major point of, you know, when we allocate time to discussing each position. I have a sense that quarterback will be given the most. Well, yeah, we can't assume anything. Can't. I mean, it's and I think each year is different, and we'll assess the position and go ahead and make what we feel is are the best moves for us in 2015. That to me, there should be no sense of entitlement. You know, because he was drafted where he was drafted, therefore he is the starter. We're not going to connect those dots. I want what's best for the Browns, and that's all going to be part of the evaluation. I think Brian did some really good things for us. I don't know where Brian is with Cleveland, and I'll be very interested to hear, you know, where we are from an organizational standpoint. Personally, I have a very good relationship with Brian. He was a big part of our success this year. But it's something that I just don't know if the circumstances, you know, can come together for him to be back here next year. No, and that's given that we have a much bigger sample size with him as far as his body of work, that will all get discussed because it's, you just look at, we're going to look at every option available, and Brian will be one of them. Whether we have a consensus in the room, I don't know. It's you know, it's sometimes, especially with that position, it's rare that you have a consensus. But again, we will, as far as getting that position right moving forward, we'll spend the most amount of time on it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's very difficult coming out of his last season in college and that whirlwind of the draft, and then he's here, and it's such a short period of time. Now that you get a full real off season where football's your full time job, and now you get through all the off season stuff here, the OTAs, the mini camps, you see so many guys just make such big strides from year one to year two, once they finally realize what the NFL is all about, and all the things that go into preparing for a season.
Well, this is for all of our guys, and I already talked about it. We have a tailor made plan for all of them, whether it's strength conditioning. That we'll be able to get information out to them. We can't coach them through stuff, but we're able to arm them with stuff kind of leaving the building. But a lot of it is they are on their own. He will be in town here some. I know the guys are all taking a little bit of time off, but guys that are injured are required to be back in Cleveland until they're cleared as healthy, and he's on that list.
Yeah, I think we're a ways away from assessing draft needs. Again, we'll look at every possible way to upgrade every position, and we're fortunate that we do have the draft picks that we have, two in the first round. That gives us some leverage and some options on some things that we can do, but we will be tasked as a coaching staff and as a personnel department to get creative and find how can we upgrade not just quarterback but every position.
At this point, I anticipate the vast majority of the staff back. There might be a change or two, but I was going to get away and, talk with the coordinators and just kind of get a feel for it. They do their own evaluations of their own guys, as I do. We're going to compare notes and see if we need to make any changes.
Key season.
Well, it's we've shown glimpses, and the one thing I feel, if a guy shows it that he's capable of doing it, then he's capable of doing it on a much more consistent basis. And a lot of that is Terrence doing things the right way, making sure that he's prepares himself properly, that he handles his business well on the practice field, in the meeting room, that he's doing everything that we're asking of him. And I'm confident that in year two, that I think the light came on for him this past week. I hope he played well yesterday, and I hope that momentum carries for him in the off season, when he sees, when he does it the right way, what he's capable of. And I think that's same is true for some of our other guys as well.
No, I've definitely seen flashes of his ability, and we've seen it in games as well. I mean, I could make a 20 play cut up of him where he'd look like one of the elite corners in the league, and I can make another 20 play cut up where, you know, you wouldn't take him until day three of the draft. So it's all in this league, it's all about being consistent. When you show you can do it at a high level, we joke with our guys. We're like, caught on tape. We know you can do it. Now that needs to be done, not just one out of four plays. That needs to become, get it to two out of four, get it to three out of four, get it to nine out of ten. Then you feel good about where a guy is.